Come to Rav Moshe Zantalder. It's hard to imagine someone that knew so many things with such a level of brilliance. So the shailas that we wanted to turn to tonight, in the middle of the winter we're in presently, so Leif Hama somewhere around 20 after 7 in the morning. So Amar HaShachar somewhere around 6:08, according to what the simple sheet is that we assume. And the question is, what happens, which often happens, that people have to go to work early in the morning. How should they daven and put on talis and tefillin? There are everyday situations that people have to go, and then throughout the winter I always have people that are traveling and they have to be in the airport for 7 o'clock flights or in the morning, and who's davening at a fit, and they're not getting to the next place until 10 o'clock in the morning. The most uncomfortable of all the possibilities of traveling, and once in a while it does happen, is you have to daven on the plane itself. Not the most comfortable thing in the world to do. I was in Miami Beach a number of years ago for a simcha, and I took a plane from the Miami airport, that's from Fort Lauderdale. And before I got on the plane, it was too early to daven. By the time I got to New York, it was too late to daven. So then I had been three times for simchas in Florida in 6 weeks. So this was the only time that I had, the one time that I had a daven on the plane. And there was no one of our religion on this plane. The plane was basically going out of Miami Beach, was almost all African American. So this was, you know, not people that were too familiar. So I didn't want to, it was also after 9/11. I didn't want to scare them out of their wits. So it was this elderly couple sitting next to me, and I told them, I'm just going to pray, don't get frightened. And I put on my talis and tefillin, and I covered my head all the way over with the talis, and I davened from the beginning until the end. And, you know, and that's it. And life went on.
Seated. You didn't
see that. Then I was seated. There was room to stand. And I came back once after Chaim Eli Chassan. I came back from Los Angeles. That was in the red eye. So somewhere that was already after Pesach, but somewhere about 6 or so in the morning. So I woke up and everyone on the plane was asleep. There was not a single person up. The steward went to the front of the plane and I didn't see him either. He disappeared. And I put on talis and tefillin and I stood. I davened the entire davening, and not a single person was awake. No one, not a single person of the staff came by, you know. And so then I was able to stand. But the plane from Miami Beach was a crowded plane, a daytime flight. There was just no place, you know, to stand.
One can.
If there's no place to stand, then you're going to be interrupted. You won't be able to have corona. You can daven sitting down. So I davened the entire thing. I pulled the talis all the way over my head, and that's it. My davening with talis and tefillin. But the shailas are, first of all, one of these manam. When can we daven? So we have really a number of different mitzvahs. We have four different mitzvahs that we have to consider. We have the mitzvah of tzitzis, the mitzvah of tefillin, the mitzvah of kriyashma, and the mitzvah of tzila. So we have four different mitzvahs that occur, and today to take a look at what the earliest man for all of them is. And then, hopefully, by the end of the year, then we need to interpret what is the earliest man. That's another question. Because we have the earliest man in halachic terminology. So how do we take that from halachic terminology and translate it into terms that are useful to us? So that's a motion that Tavod and that thought. I mean, most of the rest, I don't think he came to conclusions that are much different than what the Chabad Chaim and the Tal did. So we'll see. We'll do this step by step. So we'll start with Tefillin, and then we'll go to Tzitzis, and then we'll go to Kriyashma, and then we'll go to Tefillin. we have in Siman Lamed deals with Zman HaNachosim. What's the appropriate time to put on Tefillin? So the Shulchan Aruch begins in Sif Aleph Zman HaNachosim Baboyker Mishiyira Es Chaveira HaRogel Imoy Tzas. If one sees one's friend approaching, a friend is an acquaintance, and the Yakireno, when he recognizes him. Now if you're dealing with one of your closest friends, so almost in the dead of night, if you could barely see a shadow, you'll know who it is. Because a friend you know so well that from tiny little things you know exactly who it is. I was waiting outside of Chasana last week for the Rebbe to come up, and all of a sudden, without even looking up, I hear out the window, I hear a voice. And I recognized it as one of a very old friend of mine. He was talking on a cell phone. And it happened to be his Min HaShemayim, because he was a good person that I wanted to discuss something with him. So I jumped out of my van, and he was right next to me. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says we're dealing with a person, Harogali Moktas. If it's a person that I don't know, so I won't recognize him if he's 2 inches away from me. If it's a person that I do know, even if it's quite dark, there's barely any light, I'll see him walking, the way he walks down the block, the way he carries himself, features which are very individual to him, but you have to know him very well, so that would certainly recognize him under all circumstances. So the Shulchan Aruch says, HaRogel Imaktas. So he explains the Mechobot HaMot, Lomad Chilat Man HaNachoson, Mishiyira, when you're able to see your friend in this fashion, but it's also color you in the midst of throughout the entire day. Chodu lekamontu and lamazayim. V'hatam, and what's the reason for this? Da zman hazeh chashin shem yishin behem. Until it gets light, we're afraid a person is going to go to sleep. La'ilahu leyin tzuin. We paskin, as we'll see in Sif Beis, that osur lohaniach tefillin b'layil l'shem yishkechem v'yishin behem. Only solely for the reason that we may fall asleep in them. But Laila, night time, we pass them as actually is man tefillin. Just because we're concerned that we shouldn't sleep in tefillin, we won't observe the proper kedusha with them. So we don't allow, a person not allowed to put on tefillin in the night time. So that's the reason. So until this man of Mishiyakir is very dim out, so we're concerned that it's likely that a person may go back to sleep still at that hour because of the dimness. And this may explain one very strange thing that we're going to see. So this is this man. Now, what's interesting is this man of Mishiyiras Chavera Rogelim Oktas Berichus Rochelichus Dalat Amos. We're going to see again in Hilchos Kriyashma. We're going to see it again in Hilchos Tzitzis. And in Hilchos Tzitzis, there's a citation from the Yerushalmi that this man of Mishiyakir by Tzitzis, when I can know the difference between the blue strands and the white strands of the tzitzis, that is the same zman as Mishiyakir as Chavir Medalat Amos. It's Yerushalmi. So this is all one zman, and yet we're going to find it would seem to be that there's some degree of difference between what the Ramah writes in Siman Yuches and that which the Chofetz Chaim writes here in Siman Lamed, and with the understanding that Laila zman tefillin and the limitation on tefillin is because we're afraid we're going to sleep, we will understand something which otherwise seems very strangely out of sight.
So then if we make a bracha by accident, it's too early.
We'll see. Then he says, but the Eved, if you made a bracha even in the night time, that you don't have to make another bracha in a situation when you were allowed to put on your tefillin. We'll see. This is Gimel. Now, how you write the Lotus Lederach, Bahashkam, and Siv Gimel. Existible has the following: a person that has to leave his house early in the morning, or I shouldn't say early in the morning, before morning. Meinicham, he's allowed to put them on even though it's still dark outside. And when the zman comes, now we just define before the zman as bishayiras karero, he mashpish them, touch the tefillin, and then vivorach, and then make a bracha. The lechel lemeicha shem yishin behem. We're not concerned that a person is going to go back to sleep. Since he is walking on the way. Now he does say that if a person is traveling in a vehicle, was there a passenger in a vehicle, so then you can go back to sleep in the wee hours of the morning. I was going to a bar mitzvah in Rochester, New York, a number of years ago, and I got picked up 4:30 in the morning from my house. And as we were driving in the area of Parksville, I was sleeping very well until my friend got pulled over by a state trooper. When the car stopped, you know, I felt the difference. I woke up, and all of a sudden, it was a state trooper with his head on the gun, you know. He was looking for the license. Yeah. You know, that was the good morning. But it was very sweet sleeping, you know. We left, you know, New York, and I was sound asleep. And all of a sudden, I was deep in the Catskills. So if one's riding as a passenger, one is not allowed to put on tefillah. Let's see the parameters of the halacha. So here he says, afilu kaidim amar ha-shachar. Now, amar ha-shachar, what we call dawn, is the halachic start of day. So prior to that, it's still night time. And yet, the rabbanon allowed a person that's going to be on the road and will not have the opportunity to stop and arrange his tefillin while he's on the road. He's going with others, as we'll see, situations that he won't be able to put on his tefillin while he's traveling, so he's allowed to put on his tefillin before he goes. He's allowed to put them on the shem mitzvah. Why? Came in the time alone, Lilo's month tefillin, because the night time is really suitable to put on tefillin. And even if he has a place that he would be allowed to, in other words, he doesn't have to wear them to protect the tefillin, but we allowed him to put on the tefillin if he's not going to have a place to stop, you know, I guess during the day to put them on, we allowed him to put on his tefillin as he's going. We're not concerned with this. At a time when we're not afraid a person's going to go back to sleep anymore because he's leaving to start walking someplace, he's allowed to put on tefillin. If you look at the broch, as far as the broch, it's a sort of, we have the right to put them on, but with the tzivon, are we commanded to put them on? No. So they didn't want us to make the bracha of the tzivonu at this particular time. However, he says, when we come up and keep them uberach b'layla, if a person made the bracha, then I think he should need him and he put them in the bracha shenis b'boich, because it actually is a mitzvah. But this is assuming that it's a situation that he was allowed to put on the tefillin, because he's a yotzei derech, when they allowed a person to put on tefillin early. But if he put on tefillin in the middle of the night, in his house, then even if he made a bracha, it would be a bracha of atol, because he has no right to put them on. And he says, "V'yotzel derech without kahalich baraglo, a rochev, he's riding. In other words, you're riding a horse, or you're the driver of the car. That's not exactly a situation that you can allow yourself to go to sleep. Aval yoyishiv ba'agolov, you're a passenger, and away again. Also laniach shami yishin b'hem, ba'ayim b'barah b'yir alocha." He writes in the b'yir alocha. He writes the following.
Coming to shul early in the morning, is that considered that you're going to fall asleep?
No. You're not a chilek l'derech, you know what?
But you're in shul v'davening, you're not.
And if it's still before his mind, you can still put your head down. So then you're not supposed to put all you on until really mishayira. But we'll see what exactly what we're saying. We'll get there. You know, basically you'll find out when it came to the brocha, I was relatively machma, and when it came to putting on the tefillin itself, I was relatively meikol. Now, we'll see. So I guess once a person is actually starting to daven, then there's no shash. You're not going back to sleep anymore at that time. Even here, in other words, if you have a head to start davening, you can put the tefillin on from then, we'll see. Because then you're not going back to sleep anymore. Yeah. He writes in the Bi'ur HaLocha the following. It was the one on the left hand page. When we call that Tovin, his punchline is from everything that I've written, there's a whole issue with what point you're allowed to make the bracha. So, even the first part of the, we'll start, look at this bracha. The first part he cites Rabbi Kiveiger. The Nuchalism was El Das, Harabin of Paris, the Mashmur said, Velo Hishkim, Yotel Derech, Torah Lach, Torah Vorach, and Berech Hatfilim Belaila. That if it wasn't a situation that he was traveling and he just got up 3 o'clock in the morning to put on his tefillin and make some bracha, he wasn't allowed to put on his tefillin at that hour and he has to make a new bracha when morning comes. And we did Rabbi Yezu Shuvu, Bashar Chuvu, Mashmur, the Bidiyavid, the Chol Dabin, Torah Lach, Torah Vorach, that one doesn't have to make a new bracha even any time that you put him on in the night time and put him made a bracha. The problem is the chidor doesn't tell us the reason for this bit. Ulai shabu the yevet nismo chashidus rasha rabina yonah the shesfiril who by the winner halacha by murder kino afilu the indian lanicham lechatchila is also you're allowed to put them on in the night time. They hold. Just we don't articulate this halacha to the tzibur. I'm not sure if one should remake the bracha or not. When we call it Tovin, you can understand the Basha. There's a practice among people in the winter that as soon as dawn comes, they put on the tilbin and they make a bracha. That's incorrect. Meaning to say, they have a right to put them on. That's true. But if they have to. But they should not be making a bracha at that point.
They have a right to put them on because they're davening. So
they're davening. Certainly, there we'll see. Without any doubt, they have a right. I don't think it's questioning their right to put them on. But this whole bi'aloch is talking about the bracha. They don't have a right to make a bracha at such a time.
But if they accidentally make the bracha,
if they accidentally make the bracha, then they're certainly not going to go back again.
You shouldn't say the bracha again.
We'll see what the evidence. No, well, you can't make the bracha. At least myself, you can't make the bracha again if you made them. But anyhow, as I said, what is this man of Misha Yaakov will come to is not too clear also. Even if he made the brocha, any time you're likely to have made the brocha, there's certainly a tarot after Misha Yaakov already. Now the Sfardim have, I'll give you an example to show you how difficult it is to gauge, Rav Tukachinsky and Sefer Eretz Yisrof, or Rav Tukachinsky, the Rishalmi Rav, Zecha Tzadik Lebrocha. So he brings a Messiah that the Sfardim have. And the Messiah of the Sfardim is that the Zman of Misha Yaakov in Yerushalayim is 60 minutes before Neitz HaChama. Now, if you ever looked at anything, it's 60 minutes before Neitz HaChama. Now remember, as you saw, is very far south of here, somewhere like North Carolina, South Carolina, the latitude, in that area. And an hour before sunrise is mighty dark in Eretz Yisrael. And yet they hold that that's the Zman of Misha Yaakov, that the Sfardim should serve. So we can extrapolate that as we go further north, and the period that took the dawn period is longer, then it's going to be even longer than that. Okay, we'll see. We'll come back to that. But this month for that is varied views. So here we have the halacha of Siman Lamed by Tzumah. Now let's go back to Siman Yudchev. Simen Yud Ches. Here we have Simen Yud Ches if Aleph. Laila Lav is man tzitzis. Laila is not a time that a person should can put on tzitzis. The imid mereisa moisai. There's a limit. The mereisa moisai means that there's going to be a time when things are visible. Now, as we well know, there's a machlokes the Rambam and the Rosh Shadow interpreters. La Rambam kol ma shalevish b'laila potter. Any beggar that you wear in the night time is exempt. Even if it's a type of clothing that you normally only wear in the daytime, nevertheless, if you wear it at night time, you're exempt. And anything that you put on in the daytime is mechuyav. It's a pair of pajamas that has arba kantos. So you only wear it at night. Today I had a mishagas. I decided to dress up for a costume party. So I put on my pajamas in the daytime. So according to the Rambam, it's mechuyav, even though clearly this is clearly designated only for night times. Ula harosh, it doesn't have to do with the when you wore it actually, but it has to do with something else. Susa miyuchad laila potter, afilu lo shaliyom. It has to do with it, not when you wear it, but the normal orientation. If it's something, pajamas, which you only normally wear at night, it's potter, afilu lo shaliyom, even if you put it on in the daytime. Uksusa miyuchad liyom, and clothing which is normally worn in the daytime, even if you wear it in the night time. So according to the Rosh, it's not dependent on day and night, but rather the types of clothes that you normally wear in the daytime are with Bechuyu. The types of clothes you wear in the night time are normally Potter. Yeah. The Shulchan Aruch says, Mesofit Brochus Mahokil, Alkin in the Warachal Abba Gishul Yogis B'yoyin. You wear it in the daytime, you muchat gan te liyoyin.
When does this time start?
We'll see in a minute. Now when does the time start? What is the earliest time one can make a bracha on tzitzis in the morning? When you can see the difference between the blue and the white. Does it mean the blue threads or is it the white threads? or the parts of the threads which did not get dyed so well, and he could discern within one particular thread the blue one. There's a Shal and Rashi and Tosfos, and they were showing them in the Masechta. Mishu Yakir, so he says, what's this man for this? Mishu Yakir and Chelas Shabbat Olav and Shabbat. Who has man the Mishu Yiret Chaver HaRogalim of Tzas Borichus Tal Ramos. That if this is the same Zman, it's a Yerushalmi, that as we saw in Hilchos Tefillin, the time that I can normally identify a person that I know somewhat. The Yakirenu, Hamuska Lekama Mesim and Nunches Begaber Kriyashma. I am the same in Nunches, Vishem Rosh Chach Yuru, I am Shom Vyarabi in Yonenu, brings Yerushalmi to this effect. Now, that's the Mechaber. So the Mechaber says, when is this man, Tzitzis, Misha Yakir, same as Tefillin. Along comes the Ramo, the in love shom alos a shachar ve'elich. Suppose he put on tzitzis from alos a shachar and on, ye shom the mevorach alav that you make a bracha v'chein doyadim. And this is in fact the minute. The in love shom kaidim lachein, if he put it on before daybreak, it's going b'slichas, he used to say slichas in the wee hours of the morning, when you mevorach alav, if you are a yon, you mash v'shpoy, take tzitzis with him and make a bracha. So the Ramo says here that we should Amra Shachar and on you can make a bracha. Now in Hilchos Tefillin, the Ramo did not dissent from the Mechaber's view. Now, I am a Bir Agrosha Posa Gedata Shachar Aruch. That the Gvor Paskim like the Shachar Aruch, that it's only within this one of Mishayak. Suppose he can't wait that long. Then we don't protest the fact. He has a basis. So our component, the Chachilim of Adi Nochon Modlan to work, Chachiyak and Chedis of Lavon, that if a person should normally wait until this one of Mishayak, the Chenir Dasi Lirav, the Yevon Nir Dachidim Berach, Kodim Amarashach, the Yachsim Vorach, that even if he made a bracha before, Daybreak is the Shema Halacha for Rosh, the Tzus Yom B'lai L'chayim. That even a daytime beggar, like the Talish Shal Mitzvah, is normally worn in the daytime. So even if I wore it in the night, I'm going to the Rosh, I have to put on tzitzis. So if I made a bracha, the bracha was good. Now what's surprising in all of this is the Chofetz Chaim is rather caustic in Siman Lamed about people who make a bracha on Tzitzis before his Manam Yisha Yaakov. And yet he himself signs off if it's a super shas of tzak. You can get by with making the bracha from Amra Shachar and on. And the Ramah himself, the Ramah dissents in Hilchot Tzitzis. And in Hilchot Tzitzis he doesn't dissent. And this man is the same as man. So what happened? This man is the same as man. This man of Mishayakar and Mishayakar is Chavera Medal Adam is the same as man. So how did we wind up with two different halachas? Oh, so I think that's the reason. Because by tzitzis, there's no reason to sleep in tzitzis. So once daytime comes, that he learns, it's a whole Ramosha is follows goes explores the Gros disagreement with the Ramah, and he basically is quite convinced that the Gros is right. He does not understand the Shida altogether that the Ramah brought, because they said because it said over Isam, so it doesn't say Yoyim. So it could be earlier than that. And he showed, if anything, in the Rishon or Issa Maso made it later. Without a Issa Maso, it would have been earlier. This is a pillar, how this day it came to this view. So he's supportive of following the sheet of the Gro. Whereas by Tefillin, there's a question that calls one that is very dim, I may go back to sleep. So that's the reason, apparently, that the Chofetz Chaim and the Ramah do not want to sign off on making a brocha before the Zman HaMishiyaka, from Avodah Shachar and on. Whereas by Tefillin, the Ramah signs off. That he make a bracha rather by tzitzis after the zman of Avodah Shachar. So apparently, that accounts for the difference between these two halachas.
Do we know if the Mordechai held like the Rosh? Because the Deir would certainly have Avodah Shachar.
No, he says his thing has nothing to do, does not have to do with that. His thing has to do because they go. No. No, he says that the Rosh quotes it. It shouldn't be earlier for that reason. It didn't say Yom. And Ramesh the Rishalmi said, brought the Rishalmi said, it's the Gro, that's the Gro's descent. That the Gro said, the Rishalmi says exactly the opposite. The Rishalmi said, Reisa, my son made it later. If it just said Yoim, so it would have been, that could be from Amara Shachar is Yoim. But since then, Reisa, my son, that's why this month became later, not earlier. So So he says he doesn't understand where the Aviyah Ezri, who Rama is quoting from, is coming from, when this is the very reason that he uses the Reisim so to front load this man, the Rishama uses to push this man later. He says that's a pellet to him. He says he does not, on the Moshe writes, he does not understand what the Shita holds. So, now, let's first summarize on this point. We'll go. Ramesh wrote a tshuva. I'm not sure why it was first. This is Rosh Chodesh Ad Topshin Lamed Tes, 1979. I know in 1974 is when Nixon's time, when I was in Ovo, that's when they had the daylight savings time through the winter. I don't recall that such a thing ever happened again. I think, right, as far as I recall, that was the only winter that ever happened. So why does Tshuva have a date of Topshin Lamed Tes, I'm not exactly sure. I'm a little bit puzzled by that. I mean, I thought, I remember at some point it was published, I thought, in the Journal of Torah of Aharon, some version. So maybe this is another version he wrote to his son and later to explain what he held. I don't know why the date of Topshin Lamed Tes was actually... it was actual on Topshin Lamed Aleph. That's when the problem was a problem, because by having daylight savings time in the dead of winter, what happened is this time of the year, instead of having the sunrise at 7:20 in the morning, the sunrise was now 8:20 in the morning. So we had Detroit, New York. That's what it is, because Detroit's at the end of the time zone. So this is the typical problem they have with Detroit all the time during the winter months. So we had it 1 year in New York. So, right, but that's when Ramesh wrote the very truth about it, and it's interesting. It was relevant for a few weeks, and the Rosh Hashanah pushed davening later. We started davening 8:15 in the morning. He did not want to daven. He did not want to make the davening early, you know, for Shas and Chaski. I guess he held the Sasset. I'm not sure what his cheshbon was, why, I don't know. But he made the davening, started about 8:15.
He didn't want to make it for Sikkim.
No, he didn't want to make it. I don't know why he didn't make it earlier. I don't know. I'm not sure what the reason was, you know. But it was somewhere around 8:15 he started. So, whatever. I'm sure that he consulted whoever he consulted. Moshe was still living, so we could ask Moshe too at that time. I'll call upon him. So this is the tshuva that Ramosha wrote, and he says there's an oil shortage. This is in Chelet Revi of Orachayim, and it's tshuva vav. So here he writes. So he wrote the following. So I know we'll come back to when this man, what he held his man's feelings, but he writes the following. They should put on talis tefillin even if they're davening very early in the morning. Today shall be yisraglu is probable of talis tefillin, because the people should not start to think that you can daven without talis tefillin up to tavur shas alchak. I mean, the shas alchak's not going to last forever. It lasted one winter, and with the school kids going to school in the dark, they decided they don't want to do this again. So they just came once that the shaloz yiyu mechuyom nikol kiyosh malus talis dafki talis tefillin. Then the chiyuv is one's not allowed to daven. Like the Chofetz Chaim cites in Hilchos Kriyas Shema, the Mogen Avraham Paskin, is that if I don't have tefillin particularly, or talis and tefillin, that I'm not allowed to daven, even if I'll miss the minyan. As long as I'll make this man tefillin, I have to wait even down to Yechidus to get talis and tefillin. The Hilchos Kriyas Shema. Such as the Mishnah, we're according to Mogen Avraham. I mean, there were others that disagreed. So there were Shaul Natans and disagreed, that it's totally in two Mahalchim and the Gemara and Brochus, but Lemais and the Psak and the Chavetz Chaim was in accordance with this view. The Gambiyom and Eli Yishloch and Yishkach and Malin and Neah Hachar Atzvila. It's very likely that if people don't put on in the morning when they're davening and they rush off to work, you know, this is also the time of the year that you don't get back home until after dark. So it's probably become very common that people will forget to put on tefillin altogether. Just the rush of the day, but it's on. We're creatures of habit. That which we do every day at the same time happens. Once we change something about the habit that we usually do, we have no idea what we're up to, what we're going to do. It is sometimes happen. If a person, for example, davens mincha a certain time every day, and all of a sudden one day he davened mincha earlier, it's very likely that 3 hours later he'll go to shul and he'll start davening mincha again in shul. Because he knows he comes to shul and he davens mincha. The fact that he davened earlier doesn't cross his mind. But it's out of sync. But Ari writes, so he says, as soon as they, if they, whenever they're going to daven, they should put on talis and tefillah. But they should wait until after davening, until this man of Mishiyakir, to make the bracha. And if it doesn't reach that point, they'll have to wait. And if he'll have to go to business, and he won't be able to wait, then he'll have to go to business. So he says, so he won't make a bracha on his talis kotlin. He'll make a bracha on his talis kotlin when he's in business. Now what's he going to do? In tefillin, he doesn't have it in his business office. He's going to leave before me, this man of Mishiyaka. And he's not going to have another chance to put his tefillin on again. He says, even though he's a Talmud Chacham, and he'll take the mitzvah seriously, even if he doesn't make a bracha, he should still make a bracha. Or he could make a bracha. Efshe, or the stam inche, and for regular people, gam b'cholo yifin yishloim olem shiyivorcho. In other words, even if they'll have, they should always make a bracha in all circumstances. No, they shouldn't. The Talmud Chacham could say, well, it's too early, whatever, I'll try to put on later. Whatever will happen, will happen. But for a regular person, should make a bracha when he puts on his tefillin. They should listen to the Rav Rapin, a parent, maybe a tourist in Lamed. She is lochosh, or they shall yivorcho, lo tiyetz, and a mitzvah, shuva kolkach. He brings sight to the record. If a person doesn't make a bracha, there is a svar in Rishonim, that if we don't make a bracha, then we won't take the mitzvah seriously either. So I am a Ferish Ran, and Doram, the famous Ran, he explains Rabbeinu Yonah's Rosh Hashanah Borcho B'Torah B'Tchila that they brought about the Chorban because they didn't take Torah seriously. Rishat HaKakla Yisrael Yesh Lismach Adas Yochi Negev Rabban B'Yisrael Rabban Af La'ashah Ba'an Hogas Haros Yisrael Had the Masof Sim Ul Habach Af B'Dereis Yisrael Chinan. So what he wants there, because the Chash Borcho L'Batol according to most is only the Rabban. There is one view in the Rabban that wants to say it's Dereis. So that's what he's saying, that the Bach also can be saying like Hanashit as Yochi. That it's only b'mokum hefsid merubi, you can rely on a shitas yochid by the rabbanah. The fact that we lose the chashivas for a mitzvah, we won't appreciate the mitzvah properly because we don't make a bracha, is all the hefsid merubi the moment. That's even more significant than losing money. That the wrong attitude in mitzvahs is a bigger problem than losing money. Now he writes the following. Now why did he have this whole problem for? Why did I tell you not to make a broch on the talis cotton and on the talis golden? Just make a broch on the talis cotton. The Ramo wrote in Siman Yud Ches, you can do it. The Mordechai b'Shem Rav Yo, the Megillah Davchov. The Betzitzis came with the Luchsi b'Yoyim. It doesn't say Yom b'Hedyu. Elo Reisim b'Soy. Maria Talia also. I'm Rashach. Show me the Chachima. He says, Doha Grosha, the Grotis of Yeramasik, the Adrav of Misham Muchus Lehepa, for the fact, the Dorish Mishalmi, the Mishalmi wrote the Parakal of the Brochus, for the Eastern Maysai, Minasomuchlo, means you have to put two things next to each other, and you have to be able to discern between the blue and the white. Shuman Chayla Shabbalalov and Shabbal, between the blue tits and the white tits. Shazman Kriyashma, Mishayaka, there's one of his names, Shazman Kriyashma is one you can tell the difference. Velomi Amarashacha. Ariba Furish, the Mishalmi wrote, if it's dependent on the reason or so, Dafkam is Man Shiyaka. That's what pushed this man later. And we Shiyakam and Khilas Lovan is Man Echad and Makaras Khaber Barichu Dalar Abbas, when we first move Shalom, Mishalom, which we saw the Chabad Chaim also quoted. The Echshach of Harish Ipcha, the Marisim, Shamash and Tali Barichu, the Mizman Amarashacha, Shakodim Harbe, Dalai Lanirza. You can't say. The Victorachi and Golden, because one of the more of the Shem Rav Yo. He says, if it would have been Talib Yoyim, then it would be right. Me'yavad HaShachar is B'diyavad Yoyim. The Mishnah says in Megillah that any mitzvah which is B'yoyim is supposed to do from Leitzah Chaman on, and if he can't, if you do it from Yavad HaShachar, you Yoyim. So how did he get to this conclusion? So therefore, He writes on the citrus, but it's a choice. I can make a bracha on the talis cotton later, so don't make a bracha on the talis cotton before this man of Mishayak. But according to the swore of Rabbeinu Peretz, that he should be soimech on making a bracha even after Amar HaShachar, because he has no choice. Because the choice of not making a bracha, he feels, will devalue the mitzvah tefillah.
So still, you don't wait. If when you finish, it's
going to
be the
Zman,
you don't say the
Brach
at the beginning.
That's what we do. That's what do I do here in the Shul? If we start davening and it's after Amar HaShachar and it's not the Zman HaMishiyakir, so I say, it's the Brach after Yishtaba. If it's not after Yishtaba, it's the Brach after Shmon Esrei, the end of davening.
But this guy, he's not going to be able to do it then, so he's
going
to say,
so when he finishes davening, it's still before Mishiyakir.
And therefore he'll say it before he puts on the Zman, even though it's pitch dark.
It's not going to make any difference anymore.
Right.
Because he's not going to make this money Mishiyakar any of. So under those circumstances, he paskins that he's allowed to say the bracha earlier.
Before, after davening or before davening?
Even before davening.
Isn't it the later the better?
What's the difference?
It doesn't make a difference when it's before Mishiyakar.
It doesn't change.
No, you get the later.
No.
So then you make it before davening.
The chayyur, you make it before davening.
But saying the bracha before, it seems to be a big difference from saying it after. I mean, the marsha is not giving any weight to, you know, because we have a routine, as Rav said, the bracha is for God, it makes
sense. Well, listen, but if you're able to do the mitzvah properly, to make the bracha at the right time, so there he says that one should make the bracha at the right time, even though it's afterwards. So that's as far as talis
is a little. In the shul where they finish davening before Mishiyakar?
No, not in our circumstance.
Yeah.
We in the shul, it doesn't happen.
What was the reference about Mishtaba?
No, we sometimes we start before Mishiyakar. Sometimes we get to Mishiyakar by the time we get to Mishtaba. And for example, like usually when it comes to Rosh Chodesh, Tevis, and Shvat, in the winter time, when we start to daven at 6:10, so at 6:20 in the morning when we get up to Mishtaba, it's still before the Zman of Mishiyakir. We're going to have it next week.
Okay.
We have Rosh Chodesh.
So then
we make the bracha after Shmon Esrei.
You just move it a little bit?
You don't have to, we just touch it. That's
all.
Where's touching? That's it. Where's
the touching?
That's whatever. You need to touch it. So you're making a bracha on it, you touch it. That's it. No, whatever, don't. Everybody's also a question what L'Haniach means. And it's what does L'Haniach mean to put them on, or does L'Haniach mean to wear them? That's also a shaila. There's two different, the difference is the bracha exactly, L'Haniach.
But that's why we don't have to,
we just take the tzitzis and make a bracha, that's all.
But here you don't have that child.
Well, you don't have to. That's all. You want to do it, you can do it. But you don't have to.
After Shmon Esrei, like if it's the day that we say Tafnun or Rosh Hashanah, then is it after Halal or after Tafnun?
Usually, I wouldn't do it until after Tafnun.
Right.
Normally.
And on Rosh Hashanah, before after Halal.
You can do it. Doesn't make a difference. Whenever you can get it in.
Understood. Thank you.
And I'll give you a minute to read.
Yeah.
Now we're still left with Kriya Shema Tefillah. So let's move along quickly because I do want to get to the end.
On the Talis
Kotner,
I'm sorry,
if you
would say, I'll
miss the Talis Kotner. Correct. Because
basically,
the Shulchan Aruch says, but the Yevet, I'm Yotze, no matter if I made the Talis Kotner, I'm Mitzvah Tefillah, whatever I made, I'm Yotze.
Even the
Talis Kotner. I think that's what the Rama writes also before. I think no matter what, no matter what you may be, you say. Number 8. Now, with Siman Nun Ches, let's go to Siman Nun Ches. I'll have to move along a little bit quicker. Yeah. Siman Nun Ches. Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shacharis Mishiyiras Chaver Arogli Maktas Baruch and Dalet Amos. Again, back to our famous Mishiyakar story, the Yakireno, etc. Now, let's go to Sif Gimel. O Mishu Onus, And the Chofetz Chaim explains, and Ramosha wrote, that certainly for a person to earn his living, it's hard to find a bigger einus than that. And we should honest, kevon shoyim mashkim losus the derech. He's going on the road, and walking to do the chayav listem shlo yuchol lama. He can't stand still there. Although the chavin, and therefore he can't have proper kavana. I feel a partial shayin. I feel ad alav avecha. He can't get up to alav avecha. Osha bnei ashayora. He's in a caravan, and they're holding behera. Well, the yampino lo klal. They're not stopping because he wants to, say kriyashma. No minutes to spare. Yocholik roisan berchosel with the brachas mishal amarashach. From Amarashach, the Kevitz Olam Amarashach, Shabbos Zayin Amayev Bekumecha. That's when people are starting to get up. Because Shabbos Mikra Yitzer Oyer. That's the time when it's starting to get light. Avolam Einu Bavokum Gizuzi Chayev Alistim. Is that a dangerous place? Or because Ein Bayei Ashayor and Echposim Kolkach? Are the people away from him? But the Yitzer Lederach Achash Olam Amarashach in a Kari Yitzer Yagi Azmano. So here he says clearly in the Chofetz Chaim that if necessary you're allowed. That you were allowed to do it from the Zman of, when you're allowed to do it, from the Zman of Amar HaShachar if necessary. And here he writes, Onus Yud Beis, Wadim Tzeh Shkuras Meisper, Omilo, Yom Arovo, Shana Rav, Demar Shurav, Tzeh Olak, Vatsasu Yifonis Beis, Mishal Amar HaShachar, and Ramosha wrote, certainly to earn a living is included in this. He considers that a bigger einus than most of these things. Now let's go to Hilchos Tefillah in Siman Pei Tes of Aleph. Now,
when is Amud HaShachar?
We'll get to that. That's what we're trying to get to. Zman Tefillah HaShachar Mitzvot Shiyach Lenam Haitzachama. That one should do it at when the sun arises. That's the chatzilah k'dichsiv yeruchah im shemesh. You must follow mishalom al nashachar. If it's mishalom al nashachar, meaning v'ei mizroch, that the eastern sky is light, not in one spot, but generally across the eastern sky. Yotze, he is yotze, and he writes in sif katan dalad b'di'evet. Afilu shaloi b'shasat chat, u'b'shasat chat. V'tigoy v'mashkim lotzus derech agadu shor chat v'ayinus v'ilu lechat chiloch and v'kamam b'sif ches. And when it's a lot of daven, if I have some other problem standing in my way, and I can't daven, come quickly to Sif Chet. B'shach HaKach, B'shach HaZorach L'Hashkel, L'Derech Yochel, L'Espalu B'shach Olam L'Hashachah. V'yamtim HaKul L'Yam D'Al Yamtim L'Ikros Kri Yeshva, Sigi Yezmano, Im Epsilon L'Ikros, Kri Yeshva L'Derech, etc. But we saw before, if necessary, you can read Kri Yeshma from B'shach Olam L'Hashachah. So that's typically what happens in our situations. Where a person has to go away, we generally tend to daven straight. So we go straight, and we do Shalom and Hashach, we do Kriyashma, and then we do Tefillah. Now the Shaila is, what is the Zman of, what is the, let it define to Zman of Shiyala Amar Hashach. Shiyala Amar Hashach, so we typically assume 72 minutes. That's what our Luchos are made with. But if we take the Rambam's view is that it's 96 minutes, because the Rambam said it's 4 mil, and the Rambam said, I'm sorry, according to the Rambam it's 2 hours, the Rambam itself is 2 hours before late, because the Rambam itself said there are 5 mil in between dawn and sunrise, and according to the Rambam, the mil is 24 minutes, it's 120 minutes, it's 2 hours before sunrise. Others say that according to they disagree with the Rambam because the Gemara rejected the view of 5 minutes, only 4 minutes can be more than 96 minutes. And the Gra came to the conclusion that it's 22 and a half minutes before, the Gra was Machriya, that it's 22 and a half minutes before this time of a mil. So 4 mil, which is the Amar HaShachar, was 90 minutes before. So Ramosha clearly allowed that much, without any doubt, for Shachar Chak, for a person to daven 90 minutes before the sunrise. B'nim t'shomei alof v'shar neitzachar v'im shor machta. U'b'shachar Chak kazeh yish nismoch alayu. And he says, practically speaking, he's asked people that, examine the skies. And they told him that even a little earlier than that, the sky, the eastern sky, is getting light. So in practical terms, it appears to be somewhere a little bit in excess of 90 minutes. Yeah, so he signed off for Moshe 90 minutes before for Shasat Chak. Now that's why you could have the situation. Now he held that Mishayakar is somewhere about 35 minutes before Nates. So you understand why. If you started at 90 minutes before and it's 55 minutes before Nates Achama, that people are going to be long gone from Shul and Talis and Tfilin by the time Mishayakar comes. That's why he had this problem. Now there are other Shitas that held 60 minutes, 72 minutes, and Broyers they have just over 50 minutes. Month. That's where I basically followed that. And
for
Mishayakar. And it could be slightly more than 50. I rounded it off to 50. It dropped because it works better working with 50 than any other number. Because Lamaisa, what comes out is it could be, if once in a while we need, you know, to fetch a minute, we can fetch a minute, you know. You know, because we're set up for 50. So the others, one of Rav Henkin held, Rav Henkin held it for the, he would have been happy with 60, would have been happy with 72. He just told someone, he called someone that I know that was responsible for putting out a luach. He says, listen, write 60, write 72, write whatever you want, and I'll write the same thing. But one thing I don't want, for every luach we're putting out in New York to have a different month. That I don't want.
So
there's no whatever. So the luchas tend to put out somewhere in about 60 minutes. I think the Chavetz Chaim luch puts out about 60 minutes. I think before. It's not a mishiyata.
If you make it less, is it a
cooler
only?
You got 35. Well, it's not always going to work, practically speaking.
About that, but say it wasn't a matter of time. 35 would be better before.
If you hold like that sheet, but there's another chumra that Ramosha has. Ramosha was not even convinced that it's a zman altogether. Because Ramosha Hell had it a svara that there's no zman of Mishayakar altogether.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning that each and every day you have to go outside and see how it is. Meaning according, in other words, one day the atmospheric conditions is very dark and it's overcast and there's very little light. And that ain't Mishayakar, it could be 5 minutes before the sun comes up. Who knows, you know? And another day it's bright and sunny, and who knows when the Mishayakar, you know?
Is that because when the Gemara talks about Mishayakar, it's talking about seeing, whereas it talks about Mishayakar, it's talking in terms of distance?
It doesn't talk about Amar HaShachar. It's Mishayakar.
But when
we're
talking about
Amar
HaShachar,
Amar HaShachar is a time.
It's time based on distance, right?
Whatever. It's a time.
It's not.
It has nothing to do. It's a time based a certain amount of time before the sun rises. It's Amar HaShachar. Whatever.
He said before he looked outside to check.
No, but he said he wanted to know if 90 minutes before if it makes sense. This is practically speaking, it looks like it's Heir Panei HaMizrach, that it's halachically dawn. In other words, it's an independent simon of what dawn is.
Right.
And that is, you look in the eastern sky and you see light. I don't know what Ramosha Shita, how much light he wanted. But however much he wanted, he was happy that somewhere in somewhat in excess of 90 minutes it was there. In practical terms, as far as he was able to determine. So Mameila, he was willing to follow a Shita which was consistent with that. But when we're dealing with Re'iyah, so Ramosha said, Re'iyah is not a zman. Re'iyah is, you're coming down the block and I recognize you or not, that's all. It was very dark and overcast today. So that's it. So there's no Mishayakar until I can recognize you. So
it depends on somebody's eyesight.
Well, I'm not talking about the normal, average person. I'm talking about the average person of average eyesight. But so Ramosha has a tzad that altogether there's not even a zman of Mishayakar, you know. He says, if you wanted to say on a general day when it is, he thinks it's somewhere around 35 minutes. But on the other hand, he's not convinced that there's any such month. It may have to do with whenever you actually see it, that's this month. So it's very hard. On that side, we certainly couldn't work with that. You need a practical month for people. So the Maisa, that's why for the shul, I followed what they did in Broyers. Broyers is around 50 minutes. So whatever, you know. Amud HaShachar, so you can go as early as 90 minutes. And
yeah,
and Shiril Shasat Kat, you know, most of the time for us, we're using a 50 minute Zman, and with this Zman that we have, we don't usually start davening ever before 72. We don't have a problem. Because Lamaisa, we don't have this month we'll ever to be so late. But, you know, the only time is on Shana Rabbah, instead of starting 6:05, we may wind up starting 6:08 or 6:09. That's the whole story, you know, that we have basically about the only time in the year that we would like perhaps to start 5 minutes or a few minutes earlier, and we shave a few minutes later. I'd like just to listen, if, since we don't have, there's no big shot of cock for us to go before. You know, the once or twice a year that it happens that we have to, you know, move a drop later, Baruch Hashem, everyone's surviving. No one's come to me yet. The rabbi, I'm about to be thrown out of my job, I got to start coming to shul. It hasn't, Baruch Hashem, but we haven't, you know, in this time and place, it hasn't happened. But to just give you some idea of what the latitudes are, I mean, we could, in fact, if necessary, we consider Misha Yakar, and certainly we got to be much earlier than we consider it. You know, Ramosha, she taught there, Ramosha, Moses and everything else, he was a, as Rabbi Yosef once described, Ramosha wasn't a maker, he says, Ramosha was a machriya. He had the ability to sort through shitas, to pass them, you know, between them, to arrive at his own determination of what was correct. So if he arrived at a determination that was not flexible for him, he looked at the world, and he determined what Misha Yakar. So, just some idea of the factors that are involved and what's doable, what we do, and what is doable for Shachar. Yeah.
If someone doesn't do regularly, so he has 50 minutes of Shachar, and goes to another
school that has 50 minutes of Shachar. Yeah, I wouldn't change just if I was, you know.
Just put on the two
and make the bracha later. That's what I would do if I'm used to a certain shita.
What about this Mazatir Kosa Shaka?
So Shaka you do before.
Amudu Shaka?
The only child is when I was going to die. Well, maybe we'll come back to that part, but that's very little, you know, problem.
Thank you. So.